We're going to cross to an entirely different part of America. I'm not sure where he is right now. Simon Marks is LBC's US correspondent. Where are you in the union right now, Simon?
I am in Cleveland, Ohio, Darren, actually standing right above the Texas delegation at the Republican National Convention here in Cleveland, which is in full session, the first evening of the Republican National Convention underway. The theme of the evening, Make America Safe Again. We're currently hearing from a couple of survivors of the events that went violently wrong in Benghazi in Libya. And we have just finished hearing from the mother of one of the people who died there, who made a tearful speech to the convention in which she said that Hillary Clinton had lied to her face and deserves to be wearing prison stripes. So that will give you a sense of the level of rhetoric underway at the Republican convention on this first night.
And it's a depressing sign of where we are in many ways, that the endorsements that the candidates want are the victims of these dreadful attacks. But nonetheless, I suspect the Trump campaign will on some level be quite pleased to have those people there making what they would see as a case in favor of their candidate.
Yes, I mean, I think that her appearance particularly was somewhat controversial. There are some observers here who are already accusing Donald Trump of and the Republicans of using this bereaved mother to their own political ends, but she was obviously here of her own volition and quite willingly. A bigger question, perhaps, is the extent to which the wider American public, beyond the conservative base that is here supporting Donald Trump and Mike Pence, whether the wider electorate really is particularly focused on the aftermath of Benghazi and the debate over whether Hillary Clinton could have done more to safeguard American lives. I must tell you that looking out over this convention as well, Darren, I would say that at least one third of the seats in the House are empty. And that is very unusual and underscores the fact that there is a very subdued mood here in Cleveland. Everybody is very aware that the list of speakers that we're going to be hearing from every night this week is very heavily dominated by members of Donald Trump's family. We'll be hearing from his wife, Melania, in about an hour and 10 minutes' time. She's the keynote speaker here tonight. And that's indicative of the fact that so many senior Republicans are not here. They have stayed away. They don't want to be seen endorsing Donald Trump and the politics and policies that he espouses.
Well, lest I be accused at this point, Simon, on social media, as I often am when we discuss Donald Trump, lest I be accused of advancing the cause of some liberal mainstream media agenda, we should point out that most of the criticism leveled at Donald Trump today has come from Republicans opposed to Donald Trump, who are trying to force a vote at the party's very convention, trying to change the rules so they didn't have to vote for this man. Republicans themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And those delegates from Texas who were right below me in their cowboy hats and Western gear just about 3 or 4 hours ago, they were on their feet demanding that there would be what they call here a roll call vote. That would be an opportunity for each state to vote on the rules of this convention, not because they and their fellow anti-Trump delegates, I think, really thought that they could derail him from becoming the presidential nominee, but because they wanted the microphones open to them so they could go on the record and explain why they don't believe that Donald Trump is the best man to lead this party into November. That request was overruled by the chair, but there were boisterous remonstrations on the floor of this convention within hours of it beginning, and all of that has served to remind everybody watching from coast to coast that this is a party that is simply not united around the candidacy of Donald Trump. You've got people in this hall who don't want to see him leading the party this November, and large numbers of people who haven't even bothered to show up for this convention who say they will play no part in campaigning for him, including both former Presidents Bush, former presidential candidates Mitt Romney and John McCain. So Donald Trump's aim and ambition of uniting this party around him, look, he's got a massive, massive mountain to climb between now and Thursday night.
Yes, those noted pinko Marxists, John McCain, Mitt Romney, George W. Bush, you know, those, they hate Mr. Trump, don't they? Those liberal Those liberals. Anyway,
but you know, credit where it's due. credit where it's due. Bob Dole is here. He's in his 92nd year, and he is supporting Donald Trump. He is the sole former Republican presidential candidate to be attending this convention.
And that's got to be 10 points, surely. I'm going to say 1996 up against Clinton in his second term.
Very good. Very good.
I'm trying to think who his running mate was. Dole,
I had a question for
yes,
you.
Okay.
Have you got time for one question?
I've got one.
Okay. Were you a fan of Happy Days?
I'm not quite old enough, but I'm aware of it. I remember the reruns. Why? Who's there?
I ask because one of the star speakers here tonight was Scott Baio. Hasn't got much of a Hollywood career these days, but he was a big star on Happy Days, and listeners of a certain age will no doubt remember him.
I thought you were going to say Ron Howard, which would have been a surprising intervention at this point. Simon, thank you for that. Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent in the thick of it in Cleveland right now as the Republican convention gets underway. A fascinating week ahead, as he said. Many of the speakers related or married to Donald Trump in some way.